Welcome to this week's segment of State Farm Player of the Week. I'm with a man that needs no introduction, Mr. Matt Ryan. Matt, 279 yards, 4 touchdowns. What's your assessment of the dominating performance you and the guys had over the Lions?
It was a well-played game. I thought we came out, we started fast. We had a number of guys step up and make some plays. And we kind of sustained that. We hit a little bit of a lull in the third quarter, but the fourth quarter we finished strong. And it was big for us to, clinch home field advantage was what we set out to do.
I've seen a lot of Atlanta football. I grew up in this area. But this year, this team, it seems unique. It seems different to you. What sets this team apart from the other teams that you've played on for the Falcons?
I think this team is probably more mature than some of the teams we've been on in the past. Guys understand what it takes to get the job done every week. And we haven't, been content with anything we've achieved this year. And I think that's kind of been the key. It's been just a fun year, fun team to be a part of.
Record-breaking seems to be the thing to do for this team this year. You're one touchdown away from breaking the franchise record for touchdown passes. What does it signify to you?
It'd be awesome, to break the record. Obviously, I know Steve Barkowski really well and have a, ton of respect for what he's done. And to even be mentioned in the same breath is, very flattering, but it'd be an awesome thing to do, and I think it's something everybody could enjoy and collectively, because a lot of guys have made some unbelievable catches, and our offensive line has done a great job protecting for myself all year.
That many touchdowns, some got to stick out to you. Some got to be your favorite. What are the most memorable to you?
Oh man, there's a bunch. I guess the ones fresh in my mind from last week, Roddy on the 3rd and 1, doing the double move and catching the ball. That was huge. Julio toe-tapping in the back of the end zone last week was awesome. But we've had so many good ones this year, so many clutch touchdowns this year. They've all been fun to be a part of.
Must be nice. But let's look forward to Tampa Bay. It was a close victory last time, 24-23. What do you and the offense need to do against the Tampa Bay defense to be successful?
You know what? I think we need to protect the football better than we did the last time we played them. We had 2 turnovers and gave them some short field opportunities that I think they took advantage of. But we just need to be smart. We need to be efficient with the football. And when big play opportunities present themselves, we have to, cash in on those.
Well, thank you so much, Matt.
All right, thank you.
Guys, don't forget to check out Matt and the signed ball at State Farm's Falcon Landing. You'll have all the signatures from our past State Farm players of the week and our present ones.